And we're back for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 on your dial. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10, and we hope you'll stick around for this hour and then come back next week. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. I'm going to start off with a group led by tenor saxophone artist Wardell Gray. This is from United Records LP, and it's interesting in that it was originally recorded on another label, Modern Records, in 1956. And after that recording, several reissues came out rapidly. This one on United Records and another one on Crown Records. It almost seems like the record companies were falling all over themselves to try to preserve Wardell Gray's work due to his untimely and early demise. So the album artists in this case, in their infinite wisdom, lumped all the personnel together from all these different performances. So I had to do a little grade school math to figure out who this personnel are in this selection. And it's a guess, but it should be reasonably accurate. In addition to Wardell on tenor sax, we're here from trumpets, Ernie Royal and Howard McGee, Arnold Ross on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Red Callender on bass, and Don LeMond on drums. And they're going to do Jesse Greer, Raymond Clage's tune entitled Just You, Just Me.
Thank you.
And that was Just You, Just Me, featuring the tenor saxophone of Wardell Gray. With my best estimate of the rest of the personnel, trumpets Ernie Royal and Howard McGee, piano on Arnold Ross, Barney Kessel on guitar, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Red Callender on bass, and Don LeMond on drums. There was another saxophone in there that wasn't listed on the album, and Kent and I decided it must have been Coleman Hawkins. That was from an LP on the United Records label entitled Shades of Gray.
Next up is, continuing to our salute, our highlight artist, trumpet man Connie Condoli, we're going to reach into a rather obscure LP released on the Liberty label. It was a small independent label. It was kind of a discount type LP that you'd find in the supermarkets and drugstores. But it's still a swinger. It's called Double or Nothing, cut in February of 1957. And Connie surrounds himself with some of the best West Coast men at the time. Got Frank Rossellino on trombone, Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Dick Shreve on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, Stan Levy is back here on drums. We've heard Stan a couple other tracks tonight. And here they reprise an old standard going way back to the 20s or 30s, Bye Bye Blues.
Ha ha ha.
an updated version of an old standard from the 20s or 30s, Bye Bye Blues, done by Connie Condoli on his Liberty album called Double or Nothing. And it was really an up-tempo version of that tune. Yeah, besides Connie, we've got Frank Rossellino over there on trombone and Bob Cooper on tenor sax, and a fine rhythm section of Red Mitchell on bass and Stan Levy on drums.
Well, let's slow it down a little bit with Wes Montgomery. This is from an LP in, with the presumptuous title of The Best of Wes Montgomery. It features Wes on solo guitar, and it's a typical 60s album where you have a solo artist in front of a large studio orchestra. The orchestra is led by Oliver Nelson, and they're going to do Wes's own tune, Naptown Blues. And that was Naptown Blues, a tune written by Wes Montgomery and featuring Wes on guitar in front of an orchestra led by Oliver Nelson. That was from a Verve LP released in 1967 entitled The Best of Wes Montgomery.
Now we're going to do a track by Connie Condoli from his Fresh Sound CD that he cut in 1996 called Portrait of a Count. And this is a wonderful rhythm section behind Connie, Jan Lundgren on piano, Chuck Berghofer on bass, and Joe LaBarbera on drums. This is a premium AAA rhythm section by Connie. And The selection we're going to play is Frank Lesser's classic, If I Were a Bell.
Thank you.
nice muted trumpet of Connie Condoli doing Frank Lesser's composition. Of course, Frank Lesser did the music for Guys and Dolls and several other great Broadway. He has a great creative composer. And that was Frank Lesser's composition, If I Were a Bell. Fine piano work there by Jan Lundgren on piano. It was from a Fresh Sound label that was released in September of 96. So what's up next, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from the Woody Herman Orchestra. This is from a Verve LP entitled Concerto for Heard. And this particular selection was recorded at the Monterey Jazz Festival in 1968. And the soloists we'll hear from out of the orchestra are Woody on soprano sax, Carl Fontana on trombone, and Bill Byrne on trumpet. The tune was written by Bill Holman and arranged by Bill, and it's apparently a reference to the soprano saxophone, which in some circles was called the fish horn. So he titled it The Horn of the Fish.
Thank you.
That was The Horn of the Fish, a tune written by Bill Holman and arranged by him, featuring the Woody Herman Orchestra with solos by Woody on soprano sax, Carl Fontana on trombone, Bill Byrne on trumpet. That was from a Verve LP released in 1968 entitled Concerto for Herd.
I'm going to continue now with our salute to Connie Condoli. And this is from a Crown LP. It was a very small independent label, discount type LPs, and from the late 50s, early 60s. The name of the album was called Little Band Big Jazz, and nice personnel. Connie Condoli on trumpet, Buddy Collette on tenor sax, Vince Guaraldi on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Stan Levy is back here on drums. Stan Levy did a lot of work on this show tonight. It was about the fourth or fifth track Stan has been on. And this is a combination, a composition written by Connie Condoli and Vince Guaraldi called Little David.
Thank you.
I was a little bored fate on that track. I wasn't here in the studio. And that was Connie Condoli on trumpet, you heard, along with Buddy Collette on tenor sax and Vince Guaraldi on piano. That was a Connie Condoli, Vince Guaraldi composition where they worked together on a little composition called Little David, recorded in Hollywood in February of 1960 on the Crown label.
Well, next we'll hear from Latin percussionist Willie Bobo and his group. This is from a Verve LP entitled Spanish Grease, and it features Willie on percussion, Melvin Lasty on cornet, Bobby Brown on tenor sax, Clarence Henry on guitar, Richard Davis on bass, and Victor Pantoja on congas. And it's a tune written by Oscar Pettiford entitled Blues in the Closet.
Yeah.
And that was Blues in the Closet, a tune written by Oscar Pettiford and performed there by Willie Bobo and his group, Willie on percussion, Melvin Lasty on cornet, Bobby Brown on tenor sax, Clarence Henry on guitar, Richard Davis on bass, Victor Pantoja on congas. That was from a Verve LP released in 1965 entitled Spanish Grease.
If you have any comments or perhaps some favorite jazz artists you'd like us to play here on The Feeling of Jazz, you can email us at our new email address, feelingofjazzradio@yahoo.com. We love to hear from you. Again, our email address is feelingofjazzradio@yahoo.com. Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz here on Lake Shore Public Radio 89.1 FM for the better part of the last 2 hours. We hope you enjoyed the sounds. I'm your co-host, Kent Lundquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns, and we'll be back next Sunday night at about 8:05 for 2 hours of more swinging sounds, so I hope you'll join us again next Sunday night. We're going to close out the show with our highlight artist, Connie Condoli, doing a composition written by Harry Sweets Edison, who was in the Count Basie band for around 10 years, and this was a staple in the Count Basie book, called Jive at Five. Yeah, I didn't know what to do first. They locked me in that store. I guess I should have gone to the cash register first. Ha ha!
Bob's going to split the fee. I'll write you the check for 30. He's going to give you